And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is General Galen Shaw. I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret Gray, and this cacophony of noise, this scratching, screeching garbage that you're listening to right now, is coming to you courtesy of D.A. Dad. Is that right?
Yeah. Say, you better sound like you said a bad thing about him.
Oh, no. I was praising them.
I welcome folks to the Phil Henry Show on this Monday. Now, I know we didn't have a live show last night. I apologize for that.
Well, you're running between Santa Barbara. What are you doing?
What are you doing up there, Phil?
None of anybody's beeswax, okay? Maybe I was relaxing. Maybe I was just chilling. I don't know. Maybe I was up there meeting with Tom Dovka. Tom Dovka's going to be on the show today.
Were you?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, Tom Dovka, the less time you spend around him, the better.
Well, that's been my decided opinion. Now, I know that we won't get too distracted, but Brea the cat, she's been wandering. What's going on with her?
Phil, I don't know.
She's wandering all over the place. She's looking at stuff. The other day, I walked in here, and she was looking at the wall.
Yeah, I saw that. She didn't even know it was you.
She's staring at the wall, and I go, Brea. I couldn't get her attention, and as if she was deaf. And then I took the food dish that I had, and I kind of nudged her with it, and she turned around and looked at me. She had no interest in the food, no interest in the water.
Now, you said she looked as if she was just, like, staring off into outer space or something.
Yeah, I mean, she looked as if she was in a daze.
What's the story with her, Phil? Are you going to be distracted by the cat?
No, I'm just interested because Bray, or what's her name? What's the other one?
Thunder.
Yeah, Thunder, the other one. And then there's the dog, Millie, she came downstairs. Millie, I don't think the cats mind Millie. I think that they're cool with her. They're not cool with each other.
What? Say that again.
I think the cats are fine with the dog, because they don't seem to mind the dog, but they don't dig each other until recent times. And I think maybe, anyway, welcome to the show, Phil Henry Show. Tom Dovka is going to be with us, and he's going to talk to me about the Radio Hall of Fame?
Yeah, the Radio Hall of Fame, where Jonathan Brandmeier of Chicago has been nominated and will probably be in.
Now, Johnny B., as he's known.
Now, I've heard of Johnny B.
Yeah, good.
But I don't think I've ever heard him, because I'm out here on the West Coast.
Right, General, can we just...
All right.
Well, I don't know a lot about Johnny B., except that he is a legendary radio talent in Chicago and elsewhere. He was on here in Los Angeles.
Oh, he was. So,
General, will you just let us finish?
All right. Yes, he was syndicated, General. You know, syndicated.
Can I say it again?
He was syndicated.
God, my ears.
Will you knock it off with that screeching into the mic?
Well, how am I going to get the old man.
Yeah, you see an old man, you walk up to him and shake his hand.
All right, how am I going to get the general to hear?
General can hear. Just, you know, enunciate.
I know what you were saying. You need to screech it into my... so that all of the... every last bit of wiring in my brain fries out. God damn. It's like my brain is a cat on a rooftop, and your words are some sort of an electrode or something that my brain's playing with, and then my brain, like the cat, is cooked. Did you ever see Postman Always Rings Twice? It's all right. Will you knock it? Thank you very much, General.
Will I knock it?
You just forget it.
So what about... all right, so Jonathan B.
Yes, Johnny B. Not Jonathan. Johnny B. It's Jonathan Brandmeier. Has been nominated or inducted, I don't know which, into the Radio Hall of Fame. Tom Dovka wants to talk to you about that on these very airwaves.
Great. So I know exactly what this is going to be.
Now, Mr. Henry...
No, I know exactly what this is going to be. Dovka... and I don't get along. We don't see eye to eye. And he's now going to tell me how Johnny B. is going into the Hall of Fame, and he's going to rub it in.
Well, I mean, don't you think he should? Shouldn't you be right up there with him?
No, I don't.
Why don't you think you should be in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Why should I be in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Are you kidding, Mr. Henry? Everybody knows.
No, not everybody knows anything. I don't know what the Radio Hall of Fame is. I don't even know how many of there... do you know if there's the last count, there was like five Radio Halls of Fame?
Are you sure you got the plural? Halls of Fame. Get a load of this guy.
Yeah, that's exactly how you're supposed to say that, too. That's very good.
Thank you very much. Did you know that there's five Halls of Fame?
I did not know. Five.
Yeah. And they're all in different cities, and they all have differing things. And
well, Tom Dovka is going to be talking to you about a specific one, and he's going to be talking to you about how you did something. You did something bad.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you did a bad thing.
You did a bad thing.
Oh, did I do a bad thing? It sounds like what did I do? Pee on someone's potted palm or something?
Pee on wow.
I'm sorry.
Now, what did I do?
Well, you'll find out when we get Mr. Dovka on these very airwaves, or should I say these very Wi-Fis. Oh, my God. My guts are on fire. I've got this acid reflux ever since I ate that Dove bar. What an asshole, man.
Well, hey. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Asshole.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Tom Dovka, Kavka International Communications. Tom Dovka is the man for you. Have you got a radio station or a radio show that you need consultancy of? Sorry, I mispronounced that. Tom Dovka is your man.
Hi, this is Tom Dovka. I've got some 35 years in broadcast experience, and I can help your show, I can help your radio station raise itself up out of the sewer that it's in right now, and you know, when I say that figuratively, of course, and make it into something that you can be proud of, and maybe someday, maybe even get an award and be in the Radio Hall of Fame, you know, the way that Johnny B pretty soon. So, this is Tom Dovka. Call me at Kavka Communications. That's Kavka Communications. My number, I've got it on me somewhere.
Tom Dovka's Kavka Communications can help you become everything you've always wanted to be, and then some.
Unless, of course, you want to be just garbage, then I can't. Why?
Tom Dovka's consultancy. Call them now. Hi, Matt Kettlewing here for the Clip-On Bow Tie, the glow-in-the-dark bow tie that can help illuminate rooms, whole homes, even blocks and blocks of streets when there's a power outage. How many times has that happened to you? Probably more than you'd like to think. This bow tie is fashionable and stylish. It comes in all the colors of the rainbow, and when there's a power outage, hit this tiny switch there right behind the bow, and boom, you have illumination for miles. This is a spotlight. Look at that aircraft. Do you see how it is illuminated by the Matt Kettlewing Clip-On Bow Tie? Look at it. Good thing I'm not a gunner on the ground looking to blow it out of the air. Man, oh baby. Mac Edelwing's Clip-On Glowing Bow Tie. Man, it glows. Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So let's bring on our friend here, Tom Dovka. And Tom, I know you're having dinner, so I'm sorry to have to interrupt you, but I know you wanted us to call you this time, right?
Oh, that's great. I'm just finishing up dinner here, Phil, and at the Cheesecake Factory over here in the Gladiola Mall. Maybe we can move it. What I wanted to get was a table, you know. It wouldn't be so close to the mall itself, because when they came out, there was a kid that was crying. But I'm having dinner here at the Cheesecake Factory, so.
So, do you want to talk now?
Sure, that's great.
So, Tom Dovka, as you know, folks, is a radio consultant and general manager of the National Program Director and Sales Executive of Kavka Communications. And I understand that Johnny B. is in the Radio Hall of Fame.
John Brandmeier has been nominated or inducted. I'm not exactly sure. I'm still waiting to get the word from Tiff Giffney to find out what it was. But it doesn't matter. You know, it's an honor for him, and it's going to be something that he's deserving of. And it brings us around to you and what happened that you aren't in the Radio Hall of Fame. Have you got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've got thoughts on that.
And what would those be?
Well, knowing that you were going to call me and talk to me about this, I prepared some things. I could have said, you know, why are we even talking about this? But Margaret said,
well, I thought it would be a good idea.
Yeah, but you've got to clear the air.
Yeah, right there with Dickman. So let's clear the air about this, okay? You're trying to tell me you don't care if you're in the Radio Hall of Fame.
No, I really don't. I really don't care if I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame. You know, here's what I think, Tom.
Yeah. He doesn't care. Hold on for a minute, Phil, okay?
No, can I just... You asked me the question.
Right, but hold on. I want people to get the flavor of this. It's almost like a stew that I pulled the lid off the stew, and I say to people, take a nice good whiff of this. Just... there's a moment where Henry said he doesn't care, and that's like pulling the lid off the stew and smelling it.
No one knows what you're talking about, Dovka. You understand that, right?
Is that my name, Dovka?
Yeah. What'd you think it was?
Oh, I thought it was Kavka. Kavka's the company I work for. No, you know what? It doesn't make any difference to me.
Let me just tell you what I think. Here's what I think. I think that if what I've done on the radio is good enough, eventually I will be in the Hall of Fame. Maybe I won't be alive.
What does that mean, you won't be alive?
Are you saying, Phil?
Mr. You're saying you're going to die?
Of course he's going to die.
Yes, I'm going to die, bud.
But I mean, you'll die and then you'll be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. But if it happens then, that's fine. It doesn't matter to me. If it's a deserving place, if it actually has people in there that have done deserving things in broadcasting, then sure, I'll be in the Radio Hall of Fame. But it may not happen for a while.
Okay, you're throwing me for a loop here. You're telling me that your ego... Yeah, right. Okay. Can I bring over Darren Nelson's with me here from South Dakota. Remember when he was on K-Coon? It wasn't K-Coon, I'm sorry.
Why don't you watch what you're saying, man?
I forget the name of the station. Hey, Darren, come on over here. Hey, Phil, Darren Nelson, how you doing?
I'm great.
Hey, listen, I heard you not... what did you say? What are you trying to tell me? I heard you say something. I said that I'm talking to Phil Henry, and Phil says he doesn't care if he's in the Radio Hall of Fame if they put him in after he's dead. Oh, yeah, right, I'm sure. How could anybody with any kind of a reasonable expectation of themselves and their ego would want to be in the Radio Hall of Fame after they're dead? You're trying to tell me you don't mind after you're dead?
No, I don't. God damn, Darren, what is with you? Are you still working in South Dakota?
Oh, let's stick to the point, okay? No, I'm not in South Dakota anymore because I had changed the name of the radio station to K-Coon. It was like bad. He's such a moron, you know, Phil, that he changed the station name to K-Coon. And I said, why'd you do that? He said, the raccoons. I said, no, you can't do that. He's an idiot, so.
Yeah, you're an idiot, Darren.
I may be an idiot, but I'll tell you something. Johnny Bean's going to the Radio Hall of Fame, and you're not going to. And you know why? You don't care if you don't. What does he think? He says he doesn't. Get out. Go back. Talk to that barmaid, will you?
So there's my answer.
You don't care if you go in. Do you care if you're not in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not... I don't give a shit, to be honest with you.
You just used the S word, so you must be angry.
Yes, Phil, that's an indication of anger. Right. Maybe I'm angry because I'm getting tired of being asked this question.
Well, what do you mean, being tired or getting tired?
You're being tired.
I'm getting tired of being asked the question. First of all, there's a lot of guys that are going to the Radio Hall of Fame. Howard Stern's in there, right?
Well, of course, Howard Stern's going in there, yeah.
Yeah, I remember a time when guys like you didn't think Howard Stern belonged on the air.
What are you trying to say?
You know exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying guys like you, all the radio management guys, all the program director guys, I remember there was a time not too long ago when none of you guys thought Howard Stern belonged on the air, let alone the Radio Hall of Fame. So give me a break, okay?
Well, I mean, we've had a change of heart on that, Phil.
All right, but, you know, let's just call it what it is. You guys... You don't exactly know what it is you're talking about, but hey, it doesn't make any difference to me.
Yeah, okay. Let's get back to you. Johnny B's going to Radio Hall of Fame. The other guy, who are some of the guys? Get a load of this, Phil. The guy, Bill Handel, ain't he in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
So there's nobody in the Hall of Fame that makes you angry?
No. Why would there be anybody in the Hall of Fame? The Hall of Fame is what it is. The Radio Hall of Fame. Which one is this, anyway? There's, like I said, there's about 16 of them.
Talking about? Hey, Darren, how many Hall of Fames are there?
I think it's about 16 or 17, I think.
So go back over there and talk to that. No, this is the one in Chicago, okay? And this is where I come to that point that you were talking with Margaret about.
Oh, that's right. I did something bad.
Yeah, you did something bad. You gotta say what it was. Wasn't anything moral, right?
No, it wasn't any moral. But what Henry did is he interviewed this guy.
I interviewed the guy who was in the Radio Hall of Fame.
You interviewed the guy who was the head of this Radio Hall of Fame and you embarrassed him.
Oh, I remember this, yeah.
Yeah, you embarrassed him and you said, you said something, I forget what. Do you remember what you said?
No, I don't.
You don't remember, but you did interview him. It was on your radio show, and he was the head of the Radio Hall of Fame.
I said something, something having to do with Radio's Hall of Fame. Oh, I know what it was. I was asking him about the numbers of Radio Hall of Fames, and I asked him about how people got inducted, and I think a lot of it had to do with how much money you paid him.
That's it right there, yeah. How much money? You're saying this guy takes money.
At the time, it sounded to me like you had to have some kind of a sponsorship or something. I forget what it was. There was something kind of shady about what the guy was doing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the guys whose Hall of Fames. That's the guys who's not guys. That's the guy.
There's one man, and there's many Halls of Fame.
Yeah, that's the guy whose Hall of Fames.
Halls of Fame.
Whose Halls of Fame. Well, he's only got one. Hold on a minute. Ow. Hey, what happened? I just dropped a god bar stool on my foot. Why don't you go get me a fresh my drink up for me, Darren? Do something, will you?
Okay, I got that.
Darren Nelson, is he out of work?
Well, what do you think? He's hanging out with me. Yeah. Huh? Hey, it's a daiquiri. It's a daiquiri, yeah. I'm at the Cheesecake Factory, Phil.
No, I heard you. So, we're here to talk about what?
We're here to talk about what? I'm here to tell you that Johnny B's getting rubbed. He's getting put into the Hall of Fame.
Good. That's good. He deserves it.
Okay, he deserves it. Howard Stern deserves it?
Yes.
And what about Limbaugh?
Limbaugh deserves it. All those guys are groundbreaking guys, yeah.
And you don't.
I didn't say I didn't, but I got no choice. I got no say in it. And it doesn't make any difference. I will live... and I will prosper. I did what I wanted to do, man. I left radio. I went on the digital platform. This is where I wanted to be. I was sick and tired of dealing with what I was dealing with.
Yeah, but your life was coming apart, too. You blame radio, but your life...
That is true, Phil. At the time that you left radio and went digital, your life was coming apart.
Yeah, Miss Sonny. You said your life was coming apart.
Hey, Phil, I heard your life was coming apart.
Okay. No, I didn't say my life was coming apart. I said things were tough.
Yeah, things were tough. And so you took it out on radio. You said, I take radio, and I'll wipe with it, and I'll go on a digital platform. And what you did is you alienate a lot of people. Then you come on the air, and you embarrass this man. You accuse this guy of greasing his palm or something before he puts people into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, there was a process this cat had that was, I didn't do. What is the process?
Oh, you don't even remember what it was, and you made this guy look like a monkey?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't remember what it was, but I do recall it had something to do with, you know, the public voted, and then the radio, there was a panel of guys that voted, and I think there was something that I wasn't comfortable with.
Well, Phil, you have to be specific. Was it the fact that the man was taking money?
It had something to do with that, but I don't want to say. Let me just put it this way. Okay, so Tom, you can feel good about it. I don't like radio halls of fame, especially this one that we're talking about, because they don't have much to do with the art of broadcasting. It has more to do with the commercial success of the show.
Aha, uh-huh, right there, see. Hey, Dan, we're getting to it.
Yeah?
Come on over here. Ow. What did you do? I hit my mouth with the phone. Give me the drink. Put the drink down. He just said he's going to extend the commercial aspect to it.
I got also that thing.
All right, so Darren's going to go over and turn on his Wi-Fi.
That's nice. Here's what I was going to say to you and to anybody that's interested. What I've always found fault with in the radio world is that they always seem to reward commercially successful in terms of the art of broadcast, in terms of the show. The show could be the greatest show you ever heard in your life, but if it's not a commercial breakout, bust-out hit, they don't care. If it doesn't have the ratings, they don't care. If it doesn't make the money. Okay, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Well, that's as it is. That's the way it ought to be.
That's not the way it is in other mediums, and I've always made that point.
Oh, here we go again.
Phil, you've made this. You've always said that film and television, we understand that. But this is radio.
Yeah, right. Listen to the lady there.
Well, what's the difference? Phil's trying to say that if the movie business can give an award to a film that doesn't make money, why can't radio give it to a radio show that doesn't make money?
Oh, are you kidding me? This is hardcore. Radio is... This is the street beat. Okay, I'm not talking about these candy asses, the pansies that work there in a movie business.
Oh, yeah, they're real candy asses and pansies. Those guys are doing international deals, man. Those guys are, I mean, they're talking about billions of dollars over there.
I didn't know it was him. I'm talking about out on the street. I'm talking about out there trying to make a living, trying to scrape by, trying to do anything that I can, okay, to get a living going. And I got to go out there with your show, and you're telling me how artsy fire and how great it is and everything, and I can't sell that thing. I couldn't sell it on a troop ship if it was wearing a brassiere.
Hey, look, at Dovka, I think we get the point. The point is that you don't like Phil's show because it's not a commercially viable show.
I don't like his radio show for that reason, yeah. And then on top of that, he's on the radio, and he's doing these funny voices, and he's making talk shows look stupid. He made the whole talk radio format look like garbage, just pure garbage. Okay, he did that, and then he would talk about program directors like they're garbage. And then he talked about general managers like me. You like that guy Bob Green, everybody else you don't like.
Yeah, I like Bob Green, yeah.
Okay, I'm garbage.
I didn't talk about you like you were garbage, but I don't think I even talked about you at all.
And what about that?
Yeah, right. You talk. Hey, Darren, did you hear? I hear him talk about you all the time. Give me the phone. I'll talk. Thanks a lot. That's all I wanted to hear. So when you treat people like garbage, that's what happens.
I don't think I treat anybody like garbage. I mean, I'm just interested in doing a show. You know, I'm just interested in going in and doing my show and then leaving and going home. And it was up to somebody else to sell it. It was up to somebody else to affiliate it. It was up to somebody else to promote it. And it was up to me to do the show.
All right, well, if you had it to do over again, wouldn't you? You said, you told me. And Darren, come on over here.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear Henry say to me that if he had to do all again, he'd take over all the other aspects of the show?
Yeah, you did, Phil. You said if you had to do all over again, you take over the marketing, take over the advertising, take over the program of the thing, and you take over the sales thing. Try to be a little bit closer to it.
Get lost.
All right.
So you just heard Darren Nelson, who's, you know, he's got no job now at all. He was a program director in South Dakota. Now he's fetching me in my daiquiris, okay? He has no life. okay? He knows the truth.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, Darren, for that. He knows the truth, and the truth is that, if I had it to do over again, I would probably take over those aspects of my show. But look, man, that wouldn't guarantee me a winning spot. That wouldn't guarantee me anything. It would just be that Phil Hendry's taking things over.
Yeah, okay. But you realize how important it is.
Of course it's important. I always knew it was important. I never thought it wasn't important. But you're asking me, what do I think about Johnny B being in the Radio Hall of Fame? I think it's fantastic. I think he belongs in the Radio Hall of Fame. I think if to the extent that things like Radio Halls of Fame exist and they're needed and they are important, if you're going to put somebody in there, put Johnny B. in there, put Howard Stern in there, put Greaseman in there.
Greaseman? Oh, did you hear that? What are you talking about, Phil? Greaseman? I got it. You're talking about the Greaseman, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Even though he said what he said?
He made some comments that are terrible. You're right. You're absolutely right. He blew it. And radio, of course, is, you know, it's a live and improvisational medium. And what I can't tell you anything other than the fact that he made some pretty outrageous statements. But overall, the style of that guy's show, everything that he did, I thought was good.
Who else? What about Bubba?
Bubba belongs in the Radio Hall of Fame. Opie and Anthony belong in the Radio Hall of Fame.
You're just naming all these names.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not, man. I'm naming the guys that I like, okay?
What about females?
Yeah, put Liz Wilde in there. Put Tori Ryder in there.
Are you out of your mind or something?
No, what are you talking about? You asked me a question, didn't you?
God, you hear that?
Yeah, Phil, you're tweaking. What are you talking about?
Hey, Phil, give me the phone. Go get my daiquiri. Yep. You know, Phil, you're sounding nuttier and goofier and kookier as long as I keep talking to you, okay? Let's get down to the nut cutting of this thing, right? You want to be in the Radio Hall of Fame, don't you?
I want to be in the Radio Hall. Yes, sure. I'd like to be in the Radio Hall of Fame.
All right. What are you willing to do to get into the Radio Hall of Fame?
Nothing. What did you say, the Radio Fall of Fame?
Yeah, I heard him say the Radio Fall of Fame.
Well, maybe that's where you belong. Not the Radio Hall of Fame, the Radio Fall of Fame, huh? Where you fall down before the fame. Yeah, sure. What do you think of that, Darren?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like a lot.
Thanks. This is not my daiquiri. Mine's strawberry, not banana. Get out of here. Just get it. No. Look.
Why don't you leave him? Why don't you go get your own drink?
What? I don't get mine. I'm Tom Dovka, okay?
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring it up.
I'm saying to you, Phil, so you want to be in a Radio Hall of Fame?
Sure. To the extent that it would be great to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. But here's the thing, man. If I'm never in the Radio Hall of Fame, it doesn't negate my life. It doesn't negate my work. It doesn't negate anything. It is what it is, the Radio Hall of Fame, okay? But I think that if I ever make it into the Radio Hall of Fame, if I make it to the Hall of Fame, it won't be until after I'm dead anyway, so it won't make any difference.
That's the thing that I don't understand about. How can you wait? I don't understand that at all.
Phil, that is difficult too. In other words, you're all right with not enjoying basking in the glow of it?
I don't even know that there's a glow to be basked in if you're in the Radio Hall. Radio, right now, barely exists. So,
here he goes again. Did you hear that, Darren?
Yeah, you're talking about that, Phil. You're in trouble.
That's right. You keep going on and on about that.
Oh, all right, man. So radio's doing really, really great. You guys are making billions and billions and gazillions of dollars, and it's just as vibrant and wonderful as it's always been. But the fact of the matter is, there's Phil, and he's not in the Radio Hall of Fame. Okay, so...
Now you got to blow it off. See, you can't open your mouth on this deal, Phil, without insulting so many people who work so hard, so very, very hard. Why don't you give back, Phil? You know, it's time to give back.
Give back what?
All of the wonderful things radio did for you.
Yeah, all the wonderful things the radio did for you.
Hey! All the wonderful things the radio did for me. All right, now listen.
Well, what about the money you made?
Yeah, I earned every dime of that. Listen to me, Dovka, before I flip my lid.
Here's the Phil Hendry. You're all going to see. This is the guy that would come into my office and scream and yell and jump up on the desk and try to throw me out of a window.
I never came into your office because I never worked for you.
All right, okay, well,
that was Johnny B., probably.
Probably, but you know what? I respected his talent. Even if I'd been flying out of that window, even if Johnny B. picked me up and thrown me through a plate glass window and I fell 5 floors on the way down as I was screaming and as I was praying, as I was looking into the face of God, I'd be saying, Johnny B. belongs in the Radio's Halls of Fame. And that's just how I feel about that.
Yeah, that's very coherent of you there, Dovka.
Thank you.
Talking to Tom Dovka on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here about the Radio Hall of Fame and Johnny Brandmeier, who was not only in Chicago, but he was syndicated nationally for a while. He was on here in Los Angeles. He's going to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. But this is all, I've got the feeling this has nothing really to do with him. It's got more to do with rubbing it in on me because I'm not in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Right. You're not in the Radio Hall of Fame. So, you know.
Well,
Well, how many times are you going to ask him how he feels about that? I mean, he already told you.
Well, it's not as sad as... So you don't care.
I don't give a shit. How about that?
Aha, you do, because you just got angry because you used the S word.
That is true, Mr. Ernie. You used the S word.
All right, I don't really care. I can't care. What am I going to do? Stay awake at night over something I have no control over? And you know what? I'd rather do quality work here. I just got a job and a little television acting job. That's what I really want to do with my life. That's how I see myself toward the end of my life, doing my digital show and working as an actor, and that's it. And some voiceover stuff.
And you don't give a damn. Who knows it?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're right. Hey, Darren. Yeah, talk about how you don't care if you're famous or anything, Phil? That sounds insane. I got the phone now. You said what you want to say. You don't give a damn about whether you're famous.
No, I don't. No. I know it doesn't sound logical. I know you don't believe me. But I've been through just enough in my life where, no, I don't. I'd rather be working.
Well, what about money, Phil? You'd like money, right?
Yeah, you like money.
That I like, yes. Yes, I'll take the money. I'll take as much of the money. And to be honest with you, that's really what I'm about these days. I'm just about the money. I'm just about making the money, as much money as I can make, and doing whatever the hell I want to do with it. So you can take the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me I can take it. I'm going to stick it up. Jesus.
Yeah, stick it up his ass? That what you're about to say?
Yep. That's where he's going with it.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying you can take it and do whatever you want with it. But it's not, that doesn't pay the bills, man.
Hey, you get in the Radio Hall of Fame, next thing you know.
What, I got a radio show?
Well, not necessarily, I mean that.
Yeah, so it doesn't do you any good. But the fact is, it would be a great honor. However, it's not going to happen. If it does, I'll be dead. That's my prediction.
So, Phil, hold on, I want to... You say that you will be in the Radio Hall of Fame, but you'll be dead when it happens.
No, I didn't say that.
You're saying if it happens.
Right, if it happens. If I make it to the Radio Hall of Fame, I'll be dead and buried.
Well, who do you want to have represent you there at the ceremony?
How about you, bud?
You gotta be putting me on.
You have Dickman do it.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. You, bud. I want you there. You. You represent me.
God, Mr. Ace.
Well, goddamn, sir. What about the rest of us, man? We've done. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah, well.
Don't call him an idiot.
Yeah, you know what? He's sending Dickman because he's got no respect. No respect at all.
No, that's not true because of everybody here, Bud's been with me the longest. So that's all right, all of you guys. It doesn't make any difference to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference because it ain't going to happen.
Probably not.
Yeah, well, with the attitude like yours, Phil, as I've said, many, many times, I respect Johnny B. I respect Howard Stern. I respect, I can't remember who else. Who else?
Johnny B., Howard Stern, Opie and Anthony?
Yeah, I respect all of them. They can throw me out of a window, and as I'm screaming, plummeting to earth, praying to the saints and my ancestors to save me from the horror that awaits me when my body hits the asphalt, I would still respect them, and I would say, God damn, they're really good.
You can have the three out of a window?
What are you? Oh, that's Darren, yeah.
Okay. Have I answered your question?
I suppose. There's a few...
Wait, hold on. There's a couple of unanswered questions here, Phil. First, maybe they weren't even asked yet. Number one, you say that you...
We didn't find out what you said to that guy.
Yeah, we didn't find out what you said to the Hall of Fame guy.
I don't remember. All I can tell you is I busted his chops a little bit, and he was embarrassed.
Yeah, you embarrassed that guy. You'll never be a radio...
Want some water?
Go get me some water, Dan. You'll never make it a Radio Hall of Fame.
That's fine with me. Sometimes in life...
Oh, would you knock it off?
I'm telling you, it's fine with me. Sometimes in life, man, you don't get everything that you want. I never even considered a Radio Hall of Fame when I started in the business. I didn't know one existed. Then I knew there was the NAB. Then I knew that there was a lot of organizations I knew full well would not have anything to do with Phil Hendry.
Why do you say that?
Because I was... For the same reason, these very same guys used to say Howard Stern didn't belong on the air. He was getting fined by the FCC. They never listened to him. They wouldn't put him on their station. These guys talked openly about how much they hated him. And now they stick him in the Hall of Fame. So many of the same reasons apply to me. They probably still do. Or maybe they just don't like, they don't have any respect for a radio show like mine that was so culty. So, just a cult thing, man. It didn't have the mass appeal that all these other shows had. And that it had a hard time attracting advertisers, and maybe they don't respect that.
Well, now you're hitting the nail on the head, because I don't go out there, hit the pavement, hit the brakes. I'm Tom Dufka, and people know who I am.
Yeah, you're Tom Dovka. You're a radio salesman is what you are.
And I'm a programmer. Don't say salesman like it's a bad thing. Your father was a salesman, wasn't he?
My father was a salesman, yeah, but he knew he was a salesman. He didn't think that he ran the engineering division. He didn't think he ran the scientific division. He didn't think that he ran, you know, he was a salesman. Unlike in radio where the sales guys think they're programmers.
See, that's the very asshole. That's why you're not going to be in the Radio Hall of Fame, because you're an asshole, Phil.
That's exactly right. That's right. I'm an ass to you guys? Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Shut up. Hey, so he's never going to get in. He's still going to be an asshole. What are you looking at? I'm looking at you. I can't believe you're still awake. I mean, God, hey, let me tell you about Darren. Darren, he smoked a rock.
I don't want to hear about Darren smoking a rock. All right, listen, it's been great talking to you, Tom. I got to go. I got to motor back up to Santa Barbara.
What are you
I got stuff to do. I got places to go and people to see, man. But it's been great talking to you. Darren, best of luck.
You're never going to be in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, there you go. That's kind of Clint. He wanted to talk to you. He wanted to talk to me to embarrass me.
Well, did he? I don't think he did, but...
Yeah, kind of did.
Yeah, he kind of did, but then there he is there with Darren Nelson, and Darren sounds like, yeah, he did sound like he'd been smoking rocks. Or something.
But the Darren Nelson is a pathetic story. You know, the radio station went out from underneath him, and he had nothing left.
So now he's hanging around lighting Tom Dovka's cigars? So the bottom line on all that is that there's a Radio Hall of Fame. There's nothing you can do about it if you're a radio talent. You're not going to force your way in. They're either going to like you or they won't. And there's reasons why maybe they don't think I got any talent.
Well, Phil, I hardly think... Well, maybe they don't.
Maybe they don't think it's all that special what I did. This is my personal opinion. I think what I did on the radio, I had a great deal I satirized radio itself. The target was radio. And maybe they didn't like that. I was not a big breakout commercial success. I was not a big breakout rating success. We had a limited audience. We were a cult thing. And that's cool with me too, because you know, I made a goddamn good living doing it.
Well, there you go. You don't feel like you were stealing the money?
No, I don't. I think I got underpaid. If you want the honest truth,
get out of here, Mr. Leonard.
No, I think I got underpaid. Stealing the money? No, not a chance. So that's where that's at. And I really believe this. I'm telling you right now. If I ever get into the Radio Hall of Fame, I will be dead and buried. That's probably the only way I'm going to be in. And that's not even saying I'll make it in. But if I do, it'll be long after I'm dead. They'll say, yeah, Phil Hendry, you know, and
they'll make up some big deal, like, you know, what a legend you are and all that stuff.
Well, they would have to come up with some line of horseshit to, you know, to pretend like they really thought I was great. And then they'll put me in. But I'm fine with the way things have gone on. Because you know something? You got to compare yourself to yourself. You can't compare yourself to others. You know?
That's, you mean like linear?
What is that supposed to mean?
You know, yeah, you compare yourself. Yeah, linear. You're right, bud. Compare yourself. This is why Bud's going to be there at the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's going to be. Are you nuts or something, man?
No, I'm not.
I'm going to accept on behalf of Mr. Henry when he's dead.
Yeah, perfect. Anyway, that's my feeling on that. And I think that's all we have to report on. It's going to be a very busy week, but we're very happy to be back with you guys. Again, sorry that we didn't have the live show last night. That's kind of how that happened. We were raced. I couldn't get back to the studio in time. That was the bottom line, to get the show going at the time it was supposed to get going.
So right now we're going to give Brea her insulin.
Yeah, I got to give Brea her insulin, then get back in the car, go back up to Santa Barbara, and be back down here tomorrow. And it's going to be a beautiful thing. We love all of you guys. Thanks for being with us. It's a world famous thank you to Tom Dovka. Thanks to Darren Nelson. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, General.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Phil.
And thank you, Bud.
Thank you, Phil.
And thank you, Phil. Thank you, Phil. On the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Jesus.
What's the matter?
Sounds like a garage band or something, right? What it is, Phil?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.